Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've reached the halfway point here in this syndicated radio broadcast, Wednesday, the 27th day of January 2010. Hard to believe that the first month of 2010 is almost over. I was rereading 1984 yesterday on air, where O'Brien is torturing Winston, and he says, the party lives on forever. All that matters is that we succeed. And, of course, he'd been a communist and learned how they operated, and he wrote the essay saying, this is what I really believe communism is going to do. And he also discovered that big financial interests were supporting it. That's why Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell, was so amazing. Okay, we got 4 minutes left with James Dillingpole, and he's here with us. Specifically, we have wounded the snake, as you quoted Shakespeare.
We've crushed the snake but not killed it, yeah.
Yes, so their next battle plan, Gordon Brown has said they're just going to circumvent it, get wealthy nations to go ahead and put the money into the UN and damn what the people want.
Yeah, well, I mean, my great hope for America was that your Senate was going to kill cap and trade. But, you know, Obama's going to get around that one by using the EPA. The EPA has decided to classify carbon dioxide as a poison. So it doesn't matter what the Senate thinks about it. You know, this is exactly the kind of liberal fascism that was practiced by FDR. And Obama's using the same old tricks. I find that increasingly in America, as in Europe, that the individual has very little control over what big government does to his life.
Big government is becoming tyrannous. It is doing whatever it wants. So what do we do ahead of the next big event they're going to have in Mexico?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Copenhagen was a flop. What we're going to see in Mexico in November is all the world leaders and all the eco-loons gathering together to try and really push for some hard legislation. But, of course, that means that we've got 8 months in which to present the case further for more and more people, like the listeners of your show, the readers of my blogs and so on, to discover just what a fraud this is. And I don't reckon that people are going to stand it. You know, already we've seen in Australia the leader of the Australian Liberal Party got kicked out of his job for trying to push cap and trade because the voters didn't like it. And I think we're going to see more and more of this, of people reacting against this scam and saying enough is enough. We will not be taxed. We will not be regulated in the name of a problem, man, bear, pig, that was invented by Al Gore.
But man, bear, pig is real. It's half man, half bear, half pig.
Yeah.
Pachauri says he's got a peer-reviewed report that he won't give us the data on, that man, bear, pigs are endangered.
Yeah, I think the time has come to kill man, bear, pig, to scotch and kill man, bear, pig.
Well, then it would be an extinct species, like the unicorn.
Yes, and then we have to feel very sad about it and blame ourselves like we did with the dodo.
So ahead of what's happening in Mexico, we just need to continue, because it was the activists, the bloggers that pushed and ran the blockade of the media blackout that first week or two on ClimateGate. We've got to run the blockade with all these new scandals.
Yeah, none of this would have happened. These arguments would not be being heard were it not for the blogosphere and the radio shows like yours. You know, the MSM has been completely against this. You know, the whole system has been against this, trying to cover this scam up.
I got
to
throw this in quick. Cass Sunstein, the regulations are in public policy papers, says it should be illegal to criticize man-made global warming. I don't know if you saw that. And separately, Europe's been saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, they would rather silence us using whatever means at their disposal. And this is why, you know, our freedom of speech on the internet is more important to guard jealously than ever before, because our lives and our freedoms depend upon it. That is no exaggeration.
JamesDillingpole.com is the website. James, always great having you on. I know we'll speak again. Have a great evening.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Speaking of internet censorship, Australia, Italy, they're all announcing Chinese-style censorship. That's coming up, too.
But we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Oliver Stone tells the truth about the U.S. and British government funding Hitler, but he doesn't want to talk about how they funded the communists. Carol Quigley at Georgetown, writing for the Globalist in Tragedy and Hope, admitted that he was allowed into their secret files and that they have financed it all, as long as it's authoritarian and centralized. The right wing uses fake terror. The left also uses it, but the right wing uses fake terror, fake wars. The liberals do, too, in the fake paradigm. But the real honey at the heart of the New World Order is fake environmentalism. And they're taking over all the towns, all the cities. The good news is the people are waking up to this. The good news is the people are now finding out this is a diabolical scam. And that's why we just spent an hour on that. Have you been watching the Tim Geithner hearings? It's now over. Henry Paulson being grilled today. Open talk of criminal indictments, of them having to step down, of Bernanke not getting confirmed in the Senate. It goes on and on. So we're going to be breaking that down today as well. Some of the other news I have is the big anthrax cover-up is unraveling. But I want to right now give the toll-free number out for callers to call in on these issues or whatever issues that you wish to discuss, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air today. We're going to be taking calls for the next hour and 50 minutes off and on, but please have your question or comment quickly so we can try to get to more people. Problem is, callers calling with such important info, I tend to run off down rabbit trails. But the first hour, I just talked about how big this is. That their flu hoax, their WMD hoax, their 9/11 hoax, their global greenhouse tax hoax, their banker bailout hoax, it's all being exposed as a fraud. It's all falling down around them. But as our last guest said, they still have the power. They're still moving forward. These are tyrants. They don't care. They're targeting the dumbed down. They're targeting the children. They're targeting easily gullible women. They are targeting, historically, who tyrants target. Hitler said, and Joseph Goebbels, his propaganda minister, quoted it many other times in different variants, first you get the women, then you've got the children. So follow the men. First you get the women, then you've got the children. So follow the men. That's why, depending on what format, but generally in advertising, more than 80%, and I learned this in basic marketing, and I didn't take a very fancy marketing class. It was 101 at a community college, the history of advertising. It is an absolute fact. Anyone in advertising knows this. Over 80% of advertising targets women. Now, in a show formatted like this, most of it targets men. I'd say 70%. Though we're a small outfit, we don't really get scientific about it. We just sell what we believe in, and that we're men, and men historically tend to get it more. And it's not that women are bad or women are stupid. It's that they're being targeted. They're being targeted by scientific propaganda. And over 80% of TV ads, especially print ads, are for women because women tend to make the decisions on houses, on cars, on food, on drapes, on couches, on computers. I mean, women make the decisions. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I have a great relationship with my wife because we're not battling for power with each other. If I really say this is the way it is, this is what we're doing, she defers to me. That's the natural order. But I respect what she has to say, and she ends up basically running everything. That's really the natural order of it. The man goes out, is aggressive, tries to run a business or work, defends the family. But generally, men defer to women. That's why Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And our biggest problem is women. On this environmental front, because the men have been conditioned, and it is our natural state when we are given the opportunity to be lazy, to only be into sports, to want to party with our friends, want to go drink beer, or want to go fishing. And women are concerned. Women care about society, and they want to help. And the government says they tend to be more trusting, whereas men just tend to not care. Until they're finally rallied by leaders. So it's the men the globalists are worried about, but they really should be worried about the women if we can ever get the message out to women. And once women have seen this for themselves, some of the strongest fighters for freedom are women. So women do care. Women are great. I love women. It's not an indictment of women. It's that women need to know you have been targeted, period. You have been targeted in a big way. You need to understand that. You need to be conscious of that fact. You need to research the claims I'm making to you right now. I know most of you will just believe me out of hand, but there's nothing like going and researching the fact that most advertisement targets women. In fact, let's just see if this media truth is even being reported today. Let's go to Google and type in majority of advertising targeting women. I mean, it's just a fact. Anybody in marketing knows this, but the general public doesn't know that. So majority of advertisement targets women. And we'll click web, then we'll click news, and we'll look at the different variants there. But if people would just read Edward Bernays' two books, or if you'd read some of the more modern books on how they do this, there it is, why the vast majority of advertising is not mainly advertisements, fail to resonate with their key target market, women. So the first statement there is, why isn't it resonating with their key target market, women? GM targets women in product placement blitz. Target women tackles car advertising. So that's just the latest. Male marketers beware when marketing to women with social media. Okay, let's tell you how you market to women's the truth. It's leadership. That's what they want. They want the truth. You can't be namby-pamby when you're talking to women. You can't fake confidence either. You got to have the truth and be confident. Then women will listen to you. That's why they train men to be real. And they, all the sitcoms and dramas show the weak, stupid party guy that gets all the women. And then women actually think that's what they want, and they go out and get a divorce. And men think if they just act dumber and act more foolish and act more weak that women are going to like them. No, that's not what women want. Women want strength, okay? And they want somebody who doesn't compromise. But side issue. Let's go to web. Click web. Let's see about advertising to women. Okay, we'll do news then. Yeah, look, targeting teen girls. It just goes on and on and on. The point is, you are being targeted. And we need to have more discussions about this. I mean, people need to be conscious of all of this and realize that there are agendas being pushed on you. We're very open about our agenda here. Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the strength of the family, not being broken up and controlled by the globalist, having true choices in life, letting you keep more of your money and not giving it to the social engineers. It's very, very simple. It's very, very popular, common sense, organic, common law idea. But as I said, your phone calls are coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. Also coming up, as I said, Oliver Stone says, Banksters Enabled Hitler and the Nazis by Kurt Nemo. Key article. I want to go over that. I want to get into this other key stack. I have three key stacks, actually, here of news we haven't even really mentioned yet. Send California inmates to Mexico, says Schwarzenegger. And this sounds good, actually, on the surface, because he's saying send undocumented. That's what's bankrupt in California. The problem is these would end up being facilities run by the U.S., and that only integrates the North American Union more. So we're going to be going over that. Also, airlines suffered record drop in traffic in 2009. Not just, that's according to the International Airlines Consortium, the IATA, the Air Transport Association, International Air Transport Association, said that. But that's not just because of the economy. It's because almost everybody I talk to don't take pleasure trips on planes, which is kind of what Maurice Strong wants. They want us to stop traveling. They want us to stop living. They want us to stop going places. But what do you do when you can't get on a plane without being naked body scanned? And now they're saying, you know what? We're just going to make everybody do it. That's why I got to get these contests launched to expose it. We got to really keep that on the front burner. And there's already been test cases in Colorado where they're putting the naked body scanners in. We posted a YouTube video of a constitutional lawyer trying to go to court. And he said, you will not naked body scan me. And they said, don't worry, we don't store the images. And he said, yes, you do. I've done the research, which they do store it. I mean, you know, they're going to videotape and record his genitals, his behind, his love handles. You know, I mean, this is humiliation, training you to accept it. And continuing, dying news media looks to Apple tablet for hope. And guess what? The New York Observer reports after 3 months, only 35 subscriptions to Newsday website. Newsday, one of the biggest media outlets in the country, can't get 35 subscribers. They got 35. I mean, these people are a joke, man. They are hollow. That's why they're going for tyranny right now, because they know everybody is in full revolt against all of their revolting propaganda and garbage.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through Ready Made Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry, this 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at Ready Made Resources.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band. Declaring
independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their descendants. We are their descendants.
Thanks to the
renegades, we are free today. All right, I'm going to get more into the dying media. This fake terror plot, clearly, a provocateur op. We're going to be going over Paul Watson's article, potential false flag attack to be blamed on Muslims, foiled. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to John in Illinois. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, good morning to you, or afternoon, whatever it is. We are Chain Chicago here. Your buddy David Rothkopf had an article in the latest issue of Newsweek, a brief quote, current trends from rising seas and changing severe weather patterns associated with global warming mean mega disasters will only become more likely. So he's blaming the Haiti earthquake on this, too. Which is hilarious.
That's unbelievable. What issue of Newsweek is that? That is huge. That Rothkopf, headline should be a blurb at InfoWars or Prison Planet.
Yeah,
Rothkopf, former head of Kissinger Group, or top globalist Rothkopf, agrees with Danny Glover, earthquake in Haiti caused by global warming. I mean, what baloney.
January 25th, 2010 issue of Newsweek, and also one other item before I go, a programming suggestion. More call-in days for cops only. We have a very articulate cop here in Chicago who will be identified only as Citizen X. He regularly calls into Man Cow Show, but he thinks it's great if he can get 2 million listeners to hear his 30 seconds on Man Cow. And I'm trying to tell him, please call into Alex. You'll get at least a minute. And this man is very articulate, pro-Second Amendment. And he's known as Citizen X. He wants to keep his identity unknown, of course, to the Chicago authorities.
No, it is good to hear from the great police. And the cops that are pro-America and really know what's going on, they're always articulate. They're smart, really smart. And then police you run into that support tyranny, they're literally idiots. They can't even talk.
I agree. And please have more, like once or twice a month, have cop call-in days only. And I guarantee you, Citizen X will call in, and you will be extremely impressed with what this man has to say. He is pro-freedom, pro-Second Amendment, and he can talk.
John, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Genesis never went past its 6 phone lines. And we don't screen calls, except when we say it's only on this topic, a couple times a week maybe. And then it's only to make sure you're on topic. And we let you on with whatever your opinion is. That's not really screening. But to be able to have police call in, we have to say only police because they just can't get through on the lines. Same thing with military. And we miss so many really interesting calls that way. I need to fire up our phone system more because it can take like over 100 calls simultaneously. Then you got to have people to get on and talk to the caller, though, and make sure they're calling in on subject. Marco in Oregon, you're on the air, Marco.
Yeah, hi Alex. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I'm calling to see if this bulletin has come to your attention about the operation, a U.S. relief operation that was a relief operation for Haiti that was launched out of Miami the day before the earthquake.
Yeah, that was a press release. That? Yeah, that was put out by the Army. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now that's official. We reported that last Monday.
Yeah, so you haven't put up anything on your site about that, or have you seen some of that? The documents.
Man, we sure try. I sent it all to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson. They wrote an article where the Israelis admit that they can artificially trigger earthquakes. They're doing it under testing, and with the Secretary of Defense quote about earthquake weapons, tectonic weapons from 97, and I believe we did link to that. I forget the exact headline. What was the exact headline? I mean, we actually covered it. I mean,
it was in the NextGov Technology and the Business of Government magazine on January 15th. The headline was Defense Launches Online System to Coordinate Haiti Relief Efforts.
Yeah, no, we covered that 3 times last week.
Oh, excellent. That's great. And so have you had anything about Chavez's comments about the U.S. causing the quake as well?
Yes, and at first, the newspapers there that basically work for him hadn't said, in fact, we did write an article about it. Kurt Nemo did write an article about it. Chavez and the Russian fleet, U.S. used earthquake weapon on Haiti. That's what I was about to say. That was quick acting, guys. You got that up in about 20 seconds. In fact, just print it for me again. He wants to hear about it. I'll read the article or part of it when we come back. Yes, sir. We've written multiple articles. We've covered it ad nauseum. Thank you, Marco. Thanks for reminding us about that, though. Matt, Kevin, Jeff, Dwayne, and others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Yeah, Kurt Nemo's articles got that in there. Chavez and the Russian fleet used earthquake weapon on Haiti. That's what Chavez said. We didn't cover it last week. And he says that the Russian government gave him information to prove it. And then it gets into later how the Pentagon the day before was already getting ready for the relief operation. That is pretty ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. And here's another one that we covered last week. Averting disaster. Calamities like Haiti quake aren't just predictable, they're preventable. And then it gets into all that information. And I believe Watson wrote a story on that, too. Another story written by Kurt Nemo. And I actually want to get him to add a clip from Martial Law. The last, it's a 2-hour, 45-minute film. And the last 45 minutes are about how the United States and England were the main funders of the Nazis. And the Nazis had a secret treaty with England to be able to attack Czechoslovakia and Poland. Then some type of double cross happened. The King of England, Edward VIII, had to advocate. The media always says because he wanted to marry an American woman. No, because he was running around heiling Hitler and hanging out in Germany. So the point is, Oliver Stone says banksters enabled Hitler and the Nazis. Filmmaker Oliver Stone has told the Canadian press that international bankers enabled Hitler and the Nazis. Adolf Hitler was a psychopath and a monster, but rose to power thanks to big business leaders and other supporters who have appreciated his vow to destroy communism and control workers. Hollywood filmmaker Oliver Stone said on Monday in Bangkok, Thailand. But then we have a link in here to Anthony Sutton, the five parts of Dr. Stan Monteith, interviewing him more than 20 years ago. Mr. Sutton's dead now. And he worked for the Brookings Institute. He worked for Congress. And he was tasked at Stanford to research the big foundations and big money, and really dug out a lot of the original research on that. So you can watch those videos. In fact, I'm tempted, remind me near the end of the show, to play about 10 minutes of the opening interview with Anthony Sutton. Okay, what I'm going to do is, oh yeah, my other point about Stone. Again, he doesn't even talk about how simultaneously to destroy free societies, the big British and U.S. banks predominantly funded the Bolsheviks and the Nazis and, of course, the fascists originating the Nazi movement, or what became the Nazi movement in Italy under Benito Mussolini, who'd been a communist leftist, then became a fascist. Same thing with Hitler, Adolf Alois Hitler, National Socialist. And the Nazis always send me emails and go, he wasn't a communist, he was fighting communism. Later, after the Russian-German split happened, and yeah, he did fight communists for power in the streets of Germany. But this is all part of the larger great game that Dr. Carol Quigley wrote about in Tragedy and Hope, how the elites want to deal with dictators and thugs and centralized systems. They'll use the right. They'll use the left. They're total opportunists. It's piracy. It's fraud. It's theft. It's war. It's not fascist. It's not communist. It's not Nazi. It's not Catholic. It's not Jewish. It's not Scientologist. It's not Masons. Though all of those major powerful groups are allied with the New World Order now. They've all been taken over or were with it from the start. So it's all these major ideologies seek to centralize control, and then society thinks they're going to choose what group they're part of, whether it's racially or religious or history or geography. And it doesn't matter because the elite give you all of these fake choices. They lay out all these different choices in front of you that are really false choices. Now, again, I have three other big stacks of news, but I want to continue with your phone calls here right now. Continue with the news blitz coming up here when we start the next hour. Let's go ahead and let's speak to Kevin in California. Kevin, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. First time caller. I got two things for you. One is a message for all the people in Texas. Whatever you do, do not make a mistake and vote against Deborah Medina. You need Deborah Medina as your governor. Put her in the Texas governor's mansion.
Well, Deborah's on tomorrow. Go ahead.
My second thing is, Alex, I was going to ask you, are you familiar with the seven secret rulers of the world and who they really are? Do you have a list? Has that been exposed, or is there any way of telling the public who it is?
Well, I only go off what I can confirm, and the different managing roundtable groups, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, then the regional roundtable subdirectorates like the CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs. But it is rumored, and a lot of top sources say that they have sources, and the people I tend to respect, that there is then a Council of 30, a Council of 13, and then I've seen the Council of 7. But what we've been able to confirm from high-level former CIA people and others with Colonel Craig Roberts and others that who's talked to these people, and I believe it when he says it, he doesn't make stuff up. And I've also seen that from other researchers that there is that it doesn't get smaller than a Council of 13. It's a Council of 13. But I mean, would you like to elaborate, or do you have any points?
Yes, I do. I got this website that my friend sent me last night, and it's got on here. It's called the skepticwiki.org, and it comes up with the NWO New World Order chart. Do you know about that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of charts. I mean, I'm not poo-pooing it, but just because somebody makes a chart, I could make a chart with Donald Duck at the top of it. I mean, who does it say?
Okay, I'll give you the companies, and you tell me if you think they're legit. Disney Company, Kraft Foods, the Rand Corporation, Oprah Winfrey, Walmart, Noam Chomsky, and the other one is the General Dynamics.
I think that's a joke website. I mean, that's like Mike Myers saying it's run by Colonel Sanders. I mean, they're saying those are the rulers of the world.
That's what the one says. But Alex, I got documentation for you that I
well, send it to me. You got Walgreens. Okay, separate issue. Go ahead.
I work for Walgreens, and we've never seen the owner to this day, and that's a pharmaceutical. I'm positive our owner's on that list. I'm positive.
Okay, look, I appreciate your call, sir. Send me the information, okay? Oprah Winfrey is not on the secret Council of 7. We don't even know if there's a Council of 7. We know there's a Council of 13, okay? Oprah Winfrey has been invited to top eugenics secret conferences at the Rockefeller University. That's been in the Times of London to discuss forced population reduction, and she is as big as it gets in media, the biggest thing out there, because she can manipulate women. She's there to control women with kind of a new age type agenda that feeds into their whole plan. But and some of the other names on there, if you want to know who some of the most powerful people in the world are, it is the British House of Rothschild, and then there's the French House. They're very powerful, but not as powerful as the British. That's the head house. There's the Italian House. There's the German House. There are the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, who are intermarried with a bunch of families and intermarried with the Rothschilds as well. That's as high as it gets, the Rothschilds and the House of Gotha, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. And they've knocked off the Habsburgs and many other royal families that they were cousins with. The Tsars were their cousins. They knocked them off. So really the last man standing with empires and imperial leadership are the British and the Japanese. The Japanese factor in at a lower rung. And the Japanese royalty does swear fealty. I've even seen the ritual at the Tower of London where all the royalty of the world comes and swears allegiance to the Queen. And then, of course, the Rockefellers are right up there at the very top. The superstars of the New World Order are the super gophers, the men given the power. In Roman times, they would call it a legate. And there might be as many as 10. And every major country under the Roman Empire, whether it was Egypt or whether it was Greece or whether it was Judea or whether it was Germania, or Albion, Britain today, they would have legates who would travel between the places to speak with the imperial seal and to speak as the emperor. And so a Henry Kissinger, a George Shultz, someone of that level, a Gordon Brown is definitely an imperial legate of the New World Order. And he's one of the rarities where he's actually in power and running the G20 and actually calling the shots to a great extent as the main manager right now. Gordon Brown is really the kingpin politically. But normally people don't become legates or even sublegates, because they have sublegates as well, This is an imperial structure. Until they've already been president or prime minister and done a good job. And then they graduate into that level of a Henry Kissinger. Someone like a Henry Kissinger is more powerful than a Richard Nixon. And people are told, we'll give you the money, put you in power. You got to put Robert McNamara, a legate. You've got to put a Henry Kissinger, a legate. They're going to call the shots. And you listen to the tapes of McNamara, who oversaw the killing of Kennedy and the rest of it. And LBJ will be at his ranch outside Austin talking to D.C. And McNamara says, yes, sir. But McNamara is telling him what to do. And the subservient one is LBJ. And he's telling him, and LBJ saying, okay, yes, how do I do that? And a sub-legate would be in the White House right now, Rahm Emanuel. And that's why he constantly talks down to Obama. Whenever the congressional leaders of both parties are there and the cameras aren't on, he gets up and cracks his knuckles and bosses Obama around. And they basically look to Rahm Emanuel and say, yes, sir, Mr. President. And then they basically slap Obama around and tell him, get out there and read the teleprompter. And it's bad news. It's bad news. Kevin, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jeff in South Carolina. Jeff, you're on the air.
Alex, this is Jeff. Yes. He's there.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jeff in South Carolina. Listen, I'm a first-time caller. I just want to tell everybody, if you're listening and you're not sure, everything Alex says actually does come true. I've got an example right here. In South Carolina, it just came out in the paper and was talking about how every baby within 24 hours has a blood sample. It's sent to the state lab and then returned to the genetic center. So, and I've heard you in the past talk about how you protested Texas doing that. And lo and behold.
Well, sir, let me be specific. I've known since I got on air 14 years ago, there's a secret UN project, and they have centers all over the world that store it. For 37 years ago, it started in a UN secret treaty. And now they have a secret treaty that got leaked last year for net censorship. And Italy's adopting it. Australia's adopting it. And I have the news where they're just totally shutting freedom down. And they're talking about it here. So when you think it's not the state storing it, they store it regionally, and your state must be one of the six different, it was four, now it's six regional departments. But yes, they lie to you and tell you it's a blood test. They can do that at the hospital. They save your baby's blood.
Yeah, it's just strange when you hear it and you say, oh, no, but now, you know, it came out in the paper. So I was like, no, Alex is right.
Well, let me say this. You said I'm always right and it always comes true. Let's be clear. I know their game plan. I attempt to tell you the truth. I don't attempt to ever lie. My job is very easy. I do research. I have passion. I tell the truth. You should still check out everything I say because I'm not infallible. I do make mistakes, but it's like 5% of the time out of 100. I mean, literally, we don't make a lot of mistakes here because we know what we're talking about. But go ahead.
Well, there's something else I heard on the GCN network, and I wouldn't believe it unless I heard it from you. If you research it, they said about the earthquake in Haiti, that HARP records were deleted the day before the earthquake happened. January 11th is when the records are not available. And they also said that some certain British ships that normally are docked there left out a week earlier than they normally just stays there. They normally stay there the whole time. And I thought that was interesting, but I wanted you to look into that, you know.
Well, no ships stay places all the time unless they're in mothballs. But look, they have earthquake weapons. That's admitted. That's on record. The Pentagon was preparing, not just a drill, but running a full op to respond to a hurricane in Haiti. It's not hurricane season. It was a drill the day before out of Florida. Chavez, who I liked to a certain degree 3 or 4 years ago because he did stop the North American, Central South American Union, free trade areas of the Americas going ahead. He did set them back. But then he does censor and do a lot of things. So I don't know if I believe him or not, but he says the Russians gave them data. That's the article that Kurt Nemo wrote with links to it, that the Russians gave him the data that it was an earthquake tectonic weapon. Then I have Secretary of Defense Cohen saying they have earthquake weapons. So I don't know. See, I know they're taking your baby's blood and putting it in the bioweapon lab to study race-specific bioweapons and also patent key DNA strands and things in people's genetics that are unique to individuals. And then this has been going on for, again, more than 30 years. I've seen the federal cases a decade ago where families would go get, you know, say their 30-year-old is dying of some cancer, say bone marrow. In one case I saw in San Francisco, I'm going from memory here, but they went to get genetic therapy, and a company they never heard of came and said, you don't get that therapy unless you pay these hundreds of thousands of dollars. We got your blood sample at birth, and we patented this particular hemoglobin or whatever it was. Again, this was like 10 years ago, but I remember reading the article on air. So that family sued and lost, and the federal court said the UN basically owns your blood. So do you understand what they're doing, sir?
Yeah, it's incredible, man. That is.
But again, go look that up, because 10 years ago, that's foggy, but I mean, I know I read it and saw it and did several stories on it. In fact, Google this for me right now, guys. Courts rule you do not own your own DNA. That should pull it up. For genetic treatments, you'll have to add that or it'll be some police case. Appreciate your call, sir.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, and it's atomic age. It's atomic age, we're renegades.
Yeah, we search engined for court rules. Citizens do not own their own DNA, and it came up with police can now taser you to make you give DNA or to make you answer questions. Torture. we might want to search under court rules, biotech company owns man's DNA. That should get it. Court rule. It was a California federal court. I've seen several of them over the years, but again, they get your blood and then they own it. And it goes to the UN. It goes to Cold Springs Harbor, Human Genome Project, IBM, eugenics. That's all on record. But I like to just say something here on air. And if it was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, I like to then try to pull it up. The problem with the internet is newer stuff in the last few years is the first 10 or 15, 20 search pages, unless you can get the headline exactly right. And my weakness is I can't remember headlines from 10 years ago, usually. Usually. Some things I've quoted so many times on air, I can remember stuff from 14 years ago. Like U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. But I can only do that without even trying to think about it. It just has to, like, spontaneously pop out. I'm 36 next month, and, you know, they say when you hit age 30, you start losing massive brain cells every day. And if you did have a photographic memory, it starts to fade with most people. And I still have a great memory, but now I can't do that hat trick I could do previously. There's a CBS. Yeah, there it is. You found it. And how many years old? That's 2009. So that's a new one, see? That's a new one. Print that for me. It says exactly what I was saying. It's hard to believe, but private companies hold the patent rights to some of the genes in your body. The companies say the patents help them develop new treatments for serious diseases. But this week, a group of cancer patients, see, I told you, 10 years ago, it was cancer patients. And the American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit claiming the patents put them in danger, reports CBS News correspondent. Exactly as I said from 10 years ago. And then here's some more. When you do a search, you find completely unrelated stuff. Indiana court, no warrant needed to force DNA testing. Oh, that's freedom. Defense shocked. Court rules police could taser to collect DNA samples. Brits arresting people solely to get their DNA on the suspect's database. And here it is. Can corporations own your DNA? And see, the thing is, whenever I have reporters here, I'll just rattle this stuff off at them, and they just think I'm making it up. Because I guess they can't rattle it off. They don't do this 14 hours a day. Rattle it off. Rattle it off. I mean, I said exactly what it was. And there it is. But can't find the 10-year-old article. Sorry. We've got one here from CBS News that came out May 13th of 2009 last year. I briefly want to remind listeners that I am a documentary filmmaker. If you believe in what we're doing here, financially support us, plus get the most powerful videos out there, bar none. Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, other films we carry at big discounts like Camp FEMA, proving all the FEMA camps, Shadow Government, can now pre-order How Weed Won the West, that exposes how it's defeating the feds on states' rights and can bankrupt the big banks if we can legalize or decriminalize drugs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.